This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The American Civil Liberties Union and prison activists have been calling on Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to take measures to prevent a mass outbreak of COVID-19 since before her April 6th order directing the Corrections Department to identify prisoners who could be released. Since then, the department says just 29 inmates have been released out of about 6,700 in New Mexico state prisons. Advocates have been gathering outside correctional facilities in car rallies every Friday for a month, demanding the state ensure inmates' safety during the pandemic. KUNM's Hannah Colton has more.
Armed with a megaphone, protester Cheryl Gallegos spoke of her fears for her brother and husband inside the Central New Mexico Correctional Facility in Los Lunas.
That prison is determined to release my brother to me in a body bag, and I am not having it.
The governor has said she's working to release some prisoners who are within 30 days of parole. Gallegos says her brother is months overdue to get out.
Johnny Gallegos has had a release order since December. His caseworker has denied to move his paperwork.
Gallegos also said her brother had his hygiene products taken away and was beaten up by guards, and that her husband was put in isolation for calling to tell her about it. I asked the Department of Corrections about those two men's cases. They did not respond by airtime. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
If we hear back from the Corrections Department about that case, we'll post an update at KUNM.org.